Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also while integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This season, we are going to be looking at different tools and exercises and strategies that can go along with your healing journey. This is not meant to replace therapy. It is something that can come alongside to support your therapy, or if you are not able through time or finances to be working with somebody, this can be something that can help you keep moving along. So let's get into today's exercise. Today's exercise is called Finding Jesus in the Room. So I was first introduced to this from a counselor that I was working with in the depths of my initial healing journey. She was amazing. She called it inner healing prayer. And I'm going to teach you two different ways to do this. One that kind of works with like your past and your what you've experienced in your life, and then another way that this can be an exercise that you actually just bring into everyday life. So the first one we're going to talk about is kind of that past thing, and this is kind of how I was introduced to it. But then as I've done this work with clients and we've used this exercise, it's actually come about in the other way, to use it in an everyday sense, through them. So that's kind of really cool. So the first way is, and I'll explain to you how I did it and how I sometimes do this with my clients as well, is kind of, I wrote out I had this whole timeline of my life. I had this, like, there was a paper. I actually ended up having to tape like 5 pieces of paper together because my life was so long and had so much stuff that had happened. But it was just a life timeline. And it was just, I had different colors that were like, okay, the red stuff is the really traumatic stuff. Green stuff is just life events. Like, you know, my sibling was born, we moved, different things like that. And so basically what we did is, it was kind of a visualization prayer type exercise. So my counselor would say, okay, I want you to envision yourself as like a 1-year-old. And because I had done this timeline, I had the information of like what happened in my life at this age. Or let's say it was a 6-year-old. I had a sister who died when I was 5. So that was obviously a big trauma in my life that I had done a lot of work on. And this was another area that I could bring healing into it from bringing Jesus into it. And so basically she was like, I want you to sit and I want you to visualize something that like represents this experience in your life, right? Whatever that happened at that age. And she would just say to me, like, I want you to find Jesus in the room. And it would take a little bit sometimes. It wasn't the easiest thing to do all the time. And it felt a little bit out there, a little bit like, oh, am I making this up? Like, whatever. But oh man, this is one of the most powerful exercises and embodies that concept of bringing Jesus into your healing more than anything else I've really found in the healing world as a Christian. So yeah, I would just like sit in it, and sometimes it would take like 5 minutes, sometimes it would take like 2 seconds. Like, he was just like, here I am, I'm holding your hand. And it was always, he would always be somewhere that like healed a part of my heart that no one else could have done, right? Like, I remember one, and it was, I think we were all at my house or something after my sister had died, and I was hiding in something. And even the counselor at the time, she didn't know all those little details of the situation. Like, I maybe would have just said, oh yeah, like we're at my house after my sister died, but I didn't tell her like I was hiding under this desk thing and I was scared to come out and I was overwhelmed and stuff. And in this particular instance, Jesus came and just knelt down and grabbed my hand, and I grabbed his hand and I came out, and he just stood there with me in this room holding my hand. And you know, you can do a lot of healing work around some of these things, but if you're a Christian that truly believes that Jesus is the ultimate healer, that he knows exactly what we need in our brokenness and that can heal our hearts, he will come in a way that is just so impactful to your healing and just do something that is just, you couldn't even almost fathom on your own, right? Like it's so cool. And so what we did is like, we literally went age by age, situation by situation. And it was just about finding Jesus in the room and then doing this inner healing prayer. And it, so it was this combination of kind of visualization, kind of prayer, kind of bringing it all together with our experiences that we've been through. So that's one way to do it. You can do it with like kind of going age by age or even situation by situation and just thinking, you know, going into prayer with him and visualizing that scenario, that experience, and allowing God to reveal himself to you in that. What I find very cool about this is that I have also done EMDR, and I'm a huge fan of EMDR. In EMDR, one of the main concepts of the modality is to kind of reprocess trauma. So you think about, same thing, you think about a target, which is a picture, a visualization of a trauma that you've been through. And as you do the bilateral stimulation, first of all, you desensitize yourself to it, but then you reprocess it and you actually come up with a new belief system, belief about that situation, and a new scenario, all that stuff. And I will say this about both EMDR and this inner healing prayer, finding Jesus in the room. When I think back on the situations that I worked on in EMDR and this, my brain initially goes to the new memory that was created, the new reprocessed memory. So in my example of like being in my house after my sister died, if I was to think, if you were to ask me right now to think about that situation, my initial thing that I would think about was Jesus pulling me out of that and from under the desk and holding my hand. Now, I could go easily to the reality of the situation, what actually happened, me just hiding under there and being scared. It's not like it erased anything from my memory, but that's not where my brain initially goes. And it's the same with the targets that I've worked on with EMDR. I can get there with some of the other, with the reality of the situation. It's not like I don't remember them ever and it's just completely zapped my brain. But my initial thought when I'm asked to think about those memories is a new reprocessed thought. And I honestly can say that like both of these ways, EMDR and also doing this exercise, have done the same thing to my brain in terms of these memories, which I find just very cool. And that may not be the experience that someone gets. And I wouldn't say that's the experience with every memory that I've had or every time I've done this, but I say that and I share that because bringing Jesus into our healing, into these like really wounded areas, these painful memories, these painful traumas that we've been through, it just does something like supernaturally that like we can't even explain. And it just is so impactful. It is so healing. So the other way to do it that I was mentioning at the beginning, I was doing this with a few clients, they started on their own actually doing it kind of as in day-to-day situations that came up. So if something was really hard, they had a hard day at work, a coworker said something mean to them, they fought with their spouse, there was like whatever was happening. So it wasn't a super past trauma. And it might not even have been a trauma, like of like, this has impacted me on a way that's going to change and alter my life forever. But it was something hard. They actually started using it in those situations. So like I had a few clients that, and this, it was so cool because this organically just happened. They would like come home after a really hard day and be like, okay, this hard thing happened today or yesterday or whatever with my family, whatever. And they would just sit and do this inner healing prayer and visualize and find Jesus in the situation and allow Jesus to come into that and do like almost like a like in the moment healing, right? Like not to the point where it's like, oh, I didn't process this, I didn't deal with this. This actually turned into a trauma, because trauma isn't about the situation that happened. It's about, did I have the resources to process it? Did I have the support to process it? And was I like, you know, not alone in processing it? That's what creates trauma. So it's not even about the situation. So that's why I find this exercise really cool to use on a day-to-day basis, of using it for just hard things that come up, because, hey, life is messy. It is filled with stressors. It is filled with brokenness. It is filled with other broken people, you know, offending us and doing things to us that trigger us and all the things. And that's unavoidable. So using this as a tool or a strategy, like for those, for just our day-to-day life, is also a way that we can use this. And it is just, again, a really powerful way to invite Jesus into this healing process, on a very, very tangible level and in a tangible way. And also helps you connect with him more too, because as you're inviting him in, as he's showing up in these very tender places of your heart, it does something to you and to your heart when you see him coming in to do this healing work. And it's just, it's a intimate bonding thing for your relationship with him as well. It makes him feel so much more real than just, you know, maybe reading a Bible or going to church or singing a worship song or anything like that. Not that any of those things are bad, because none of them are. But it's actually something that's like facilitating more of that relationship, right? And we always say that it's about that personal relationship with Jesus. So anyways, really awesome exercise, really awesome if you're a Christian who's really wanting to bring Jesus into that healing process and a healing journey, because a lot of the healing modalities that we do have can be more from a secular place, and don't have any of our faith involved. And I have yet to find a modality or a healing exercise or anything that you cannot bring Jesus into, but there's ones like this that are just so centered around our faith, so centered around Jesus, that it really is that reminder that he is the one who will heal our heart to a sustainable and life-changing measure, and that he is the healer, right? And that doesn't mean we don't show up. That doesn't mean we don't work with professionals that can help us. It doesn't mean that all these other things that we're doing are not going to be healing. But if you're a Christian who has a personal relationship with Jesus and believes that he is the healer, then, you know, this is such a, I guess, exciting exercise to be able to do, so that, you know, he comes into it, and that you are really aligning your faith with your healing and really integrating them together. So I hope that was helpful. I really encourage you to try it. Reach out to me if you try it and tell me about it. I would love to hear this, because there are things that happen in this exercise that I couldn't even make up. I couldn't even imagine to do. Like, people tell me the stuff that Jesus does where he shows up. Like, it's like, oh, he came and he stood in between me and that person. He moved this person's hand away so that they, you know, couldn't continue to hurt me or make me feel uncomfortable, or all these things that it's so cool, because he knows exactly how to do this that's going to reach that really, really wounded place of your heart. And so I would love nothing more to hear if you try this and, you know, Jesus shows up in a way that you're like, wow, that was awesome. And please, yes, reach out to me on social media or email or anything, to share that story, because I think other people will also be encouraged to know that, like, that other people have found, you know, some hope and some healing within an exercise like this. All right. Have a great day. That is it for today's episode. I hope what you learned today or heard about today can be something that really benefits your life. As always, if you need more support, please never hesitate to reach out. I am sometimes accepting new clients. Sometimes I've got some free resources that I can send along. And sometimes it's just a friend to develop a relationship with that can understand what you're going on and validate your experiences. And if that's all I can be to you, I am so happy to do that. So reach out if that's where you're at. If not, have a great day and talk to you next time.